members of the Federal Trade Commission, ladies and gentlemen, most of the great federal commissions that have been set up, most of them in our lifetime, were constituted in the belief that an ounce of prevention was worth a pound of cure. And the Federal Trade Commission was no exception to that sound legislative intent. Prevention of unfair business practices is generally better than punishment administered after the fact of infringement, costly to the consuming public and to honest competitors. Great and incalculable impacts have shaken the economic world in the period since the Federal Trade Commission began its work. The most disastrous depression in history, in the history of business, has given new and forcible emphasis to the need for just the kind of contribution which the Commission has made and is making to our economic life. All of the fine things achieved in the interest of fair trade practice since the approval by President Wilson in September of 1914 of the original Federal Trade Commission Act justify the event for which we are assembled here today, the laying of the cornerstone of a new home for the Commission. The record of accomplishment in the interest of fair competition in prosperous times and also in the evil days that were upon the land warrants that this body shall have a habitation adequate to its needs and in keeping with the importance of the tasks that it has accomplished and will continue to perform in the protection of American trade. That vision of Woodrow Wilson has been vindicated again. When that far-seeing statesman asked the Congress in 1914 to create the Federal Trade Commission, he saw in the realm of trade and commerce a field in which prevention was indeed better than punishment. To the Federal Trade Commission, therefore, was given the task of protecting competitive business from further inroads by monopoly and of assuring to the public of the United States the fullest possible measure of benefit growing out of the competitive system. When the Commission discovered practices that were unfair or that tended towards monopoly, it was to deal with them by injunction rather than by punishment, punishment being reserved for the violator of the injunction. And undoubtedly, in large measure, improvement in business ethics has been greatly helped by the constant play of the light of publicity growing out of the administration of acts such as the Federal Trade Commission Act. But the dangers to the country growing out of monopoly and out of unfair methods of competition still exist and still call for action. They make the work of this great commission of vital importance in our economic life. We must not be lulled by any sense of false security. Eternal vigilance is the price of opportunity for honest business. It is the price we must pay if business is to be allowed to remain honest and to carry on under fair competitive conditions, protected from the sharp or the shady practices of the unscrupulous. The erection of this splendid home to the Federal Trade Commission completes the architectural unit facing on Constitution Avenue. And all the United States is proud of this great triangle of buildings which has almost been completed. Furthermore, this building carries forward the plan of housing, eventually, in government-owned buildings, all of the departments and agencies of the federal government in the District of Columbia. Furthermore, this building carries forward the plan of housing, eventually, in government-owned buildings, all of the departments and agencies of the federal government in the District of Columbia.
During the greater part of its existence, the Federal Trade Commission has been housed in temporary lath and plaster construction of the World War years, and they have had my deep sympathy. Many other departments and agencies, as we in the district well know, are housed in rented buildings, in temporary buildings, in unsuitable buildings. The War Department, for example, is scattered over 18 different locations in this city. Locations, for the most part, for which the government pays a large annual rental. And so, as an old-fashioned businessman, let me remark that dictates of economy and good business sense call for a continuation of the erection of federal buildings in order over a comparatively short period of years to save the taxpayers' money and make government more efficient. And so, I know that you all unite with me in saying to the chairman and the other members of the Federal Trade Commission, may this permanent home of theirs stand for all time as a symbol of the purpose of the government to insist on a greater application of the golden rule to the conduct of corporations and business enterprises in their relationship to the body public and the public good.
For that,